I'd like for us to turn at this juncture to Colossians chapter 3. To me, as I look at Colossians chapter 3, we get great help to define our priorities to gain a true biblical balance in our life. And so we want to just kind of spend some time with this. I've got a few questions that we're going to ask and try to develop a little bit with your help. So just thinking about this, what can we learn from Colossians 1 through 4? If somebody would read that, and then we'll open it up for discussion as to what is this saying about this balance in our life and our priority. Chapter 3, 1 through 4. What did I say? Oh, yeah. Well, let's read the whole book. No, chapter 3, 1 through 4.
Then be risen with Christ.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Okay, we're just going to look at these first four verses, and then we're going to kind of take a look at the rest of the good part of the rest of the chapter. But right now, just these four verses, what are some of the things that we can sort of glean, pick out of here concerning the subject of priorities and balance? Anybody?
Seek things that are above.
Okay, what does that mean?
I think it goes back to a verse that in Matthew 6, laying treasures in heaven, not having our priorities or the focus of our hearts on things that are temporal, but things that are eternal.
Okay.
I think one thing that I glean from these verses is the idea of union with Christ. And then you have been raised with Christ. So realizing, kind of fully realizing that we are now connected with him, we no longer are our own entity. So we have, if we have acknowledged that and if we have accepted him, we've been raised with him, and we forfeit our rights, we forfeit our former interests, our former way of life, obviously for the greater. Giving up the less that would gain more.
With verse 4, it mentions that when it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And it's not really stated, but it's implied that when we do go with him, none of the stuff that we've collected here matter. None of that stuff holds any value when Christ appears. What's going to matter? It mentions, like, just to add on seeking the things that are above, it's because those things, while we don't exactly have them here as of now, we will have them, and those are the things that don't go away. Whereas when Christ appears, we can collect everything we want here, but none of it matters. None of it adds up to anything in comparison to what Christ can give us.
Amen. I think the most interesting thing that struck me was just that first part in verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. And once I read that, it reminded me of the passage where the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8, 23, he says, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above, ye are of this world, I am not of this world. So, you know, back in Colossians chapter 3, when it says, if you are risen with Christ, you know, the same way that the Lord Jesus is not of this world, he's from a heavenly place. The same way that when we accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're a new creature. We're not of this world anymore. We're aliens. We're, you know, this is not our dwelling place. We're just passing through. So at this point, if we are still of the world, we should be concerned of the world. But since we're in Christ Jesus, we no longer have reason to be concerned with the things of this world, concerned with the struggles, concerned with, you know, obviously as humans we have to take into account, you know, finances and, you know, all the things of this world, but we know that our bodies are gonna dissolve and pass away, and we have a heavenly citizenship. So when we are risen in Christ, which hopefully we all are, we need to have a heavenly mindset versus just an earthly mindset.
Comment?
I would just like to add something. When we talked about priorities and we made a list, so we placed God first and then family second. Well, assembly had to be second. And I would like to read Luke 14, verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, ye and his life also, he cannot be my disciple. We are all called to be God's disciples. And here, God says you don't have to care about your family. So what I would like to say is, God should be our top priority and our only priority. He will take care of everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to add.
Just have another thought in relation to the verses we read in Colossians chapter 3. Generally, Paul's epistles, and you probably have heard this before, are divided. The first half speaks about our position, whereas the second half speaks about our walk according to the position that mm-hmm. we have been mm-hmm. brought into through Christ. And here it begins the same way. Since you have been raised with Christ, then walk according to the position that you have been brought into through Christ. So would it make sense, or would it be normal for a high-ranking official, or say the president, to be sitting under the bridge begging for bread? Would that make sense? That he would be out of position to do that. So what Paul is saying here is that because you have been connected with Christ in such a way, act accordingly. Mm-hmm. Act in a way that makes sense to the position that you have been brought into. Seek the things that are above.
Very good.
This verse is saying that we get to choose the weights we're measured against. So if I know that there's a bag of unjust weights and a bag of just weights, why would I choose the unjust weights? I get to choose what I'm putting on the other side of the scale. And what it's saying is here, why would you choose that? Well, you know that that's not a fair measurement as to what the real standards are. Once you know what the standards are, you would never choose the unjust weights. But this, what this is saying is, choose the just weights.
One more.
As well, just to add to what was said about Luke 14, verse 26, it uses the word hate, but I can't remember where I read this, but I believe it was in William MacDonald's commentary, but it was mentioned that we don't literally hate them, but in the sense that our love and our priority for Christ should be so much that in comparison, it's as if we hate them. So, I mean, we've been saying like Christ first, assembly second, but realistically, it's almost like Christ like 1 through 100, and then we can start considering
exactly.
Everything else.
We haven't been saying, we have not been saying Christ first, family, assembly. We haven't been saying that. We've been saying just the opposite, that it shouldn't be that way. It should just be Christ. Yeah. And please don't go home and tell your parents that you hate them. Bad idea. Don't do that. But I want to ask a question going back to Colossians. I want to go back to here for a minute. And I want to ask this question. What's the difference? Look at Colossians 3:1. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at God's right hand. So as has been said, we've been risen. It really should say, since you've been risen with Christ, in Christ, the first part of Colossians, we're in Christ, that's our position. Second part of Colossians, with Christ, that's our association. Now, we're in Christ, and we're associated with Christ in his resurrected position. So now he's saying, since that's true, seek those things which are above, then... Here's my question. What's the difference between seeking those things which are above and setting your mind on those things which are above? Because it's not, you know, the Spirit of God doesn't just repeat things just for the sake of repeating them. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason, and what is it? Any thoughts?